is Sarah Kim, and I am an active leader here at New Philadelphia Itaewon. I recently came back from a week-long missions trip from General Santos, Philippines, and I will be sharing our team's field report and my missions testimony with you today. I will start first with the field report. Our ministry outreach in General Santos, Philippines was from January 23rd to the 30th. Over the course of the week, we ministered to 9 established churches, a Bible college, a radio station, a school, a medical center, a high-end corporation, and a shipyard. We held services to encourage church growth and bless individuals as well as their families. The individuals we met ranged from young children to the elderly. Some of the churches we ministered at were located in remote villages with members who travel up to an hour by motorbike to attend service. We partnered with the pastors of Faith Tribal Ministry, held revival services, and prayed for the sick. Most services consisted of teaching dances to VBS worship songs, praise and worship, a personal testimony from a teammate, a sermon from Pastor Marcus, our team preacher, or other active leaders, and specific prayer for individuals. Throughout the week, we saw 13 people respond to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior, and 85 responded to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Many of those who received prayer for the baptism of the Holy Spirit manifested under his presence through countless tears and even falling under God's glory. We also saw 205 people respond to healing altar calls, and out of the 205, 54 people confirmed of their healings. Healings took place everywhere we went, and we saw many healed from stomach, back, and neck pain. I will now share my personal testimony. One thing that really stood out to me on this trip was the natives' pure love and faith in God. Their worship to the Lord was so beautiful, so pure and zealous. Earlier in the week, our team climbed a mountain and went to Atgas Faith Gospel Church. During the prayer time, we went around to pray for the children gathered there. They were anywhere from ages 4 to 11. Their hands were stretched out in prayer to receive more of God. One particular boy stood out to me. He must have been around 5 to 6 years old. His hands were lifted up as one of the brothers on the team, Randall, was praying for him. The little boy had tears running down his face, and he started shaking, manifesting under the presence of God. It was really sweet. God loves his children so, so much. How beautiful it was to see his children in pure, childlike faith open their hands to receive and to be overwhelmed by the presence of God. It made me wonder if they even understand God and who he really is. Who is God to them? How does God make them feel? What makes them cry out for him at such a young age? But I realized that age really does not matter. God is real, and he is a loving father who encounters his people in many ways, regardless of age. In fact, God especially loves his children. Another one of my favorite memories from the trip where I saw more of God's heart for his children was when we visited a village called Riverside. On our way to the village, the clouds started forming, and as soon as we arrived, it started to rain. When we got out of our van, we were greeted by a handful of cute children hiding under the main stage. Our team, being the prayer warriors we are, started to pray against the rain because it would hinder us from being able to minister outside. We prayed for the clouds to part and for the sun to come forth. Nothing. It actually started to rain harder when we prayed. Then one of our Emmaus sisters on the team, Unbi, suggested that the children pray. So we asked our native pastor, Pastor Klar, to lead the children into prayer. Pastor Klar had the children repeat lines of prayer for the rain to stop. Their prayers were so precious. Their cute angelic voices echoed up into the heavens, and God heard. About 3 seconds after their amen, the rain slowly came to a stop. The clouds parted, and the sun quickly came out. I have seen healings and small wonders in life, but this was by far the coolest miracle I saw before my eyes. My heart tightened and felt tender as I witnessed the pure faith of these children, and Jesus' words echoed in my heart. Ask and you shall receive. God truly loves his children, and he responds to childlike faith. Every person there at the scene witnessed the beautiful wonder of God. This miracle paved the way for fresh joy to be released to the villagers as we started our service and VBS session. The rain that stopped with the children's prayers communicated to the people how deeply God loved them and how he wanted that morning to be set apart for them. It opened up their hearts to Pastor Marcus, our team preacher's testimony, and our team member Ina's sermon that God is a good father. Throughout the trip, as our team visited many villages and encountered many children, I couldn't help but feel challenged in my own faith. We live in a society where we are so consumed and wrapped up in daily distractions of the internet and media, and we live in a city where everywhere we turn, everything and anything is accessible and only a short commute away. It can sometimes be a daily fight to find the time to just be silent and be still before God in worship, prayer, and in the Word. There are times when I'm having my quiet times with God, and in the back of my mind, I have so many wandering thoughts of to-dos and distractions. I feel humbled when I think about the people I encountered in General Santos. No matter what season they were going through in their life, when it was time to go before the Lord, I saw them give their all in childlike faith. It made me wonder, is that why it's so much easier to see the fire of God falling on these people and seeing them manifest under his glory? Is it because of their pure faith and love that we can witness so many more speedy healings there? I was deeply encouraged and challenged to renew my own relationship with God, to have a pure childlike faith before him. Thank you, General Santos, for reminding me to surrender all that I have and just be in the presence of the Lord. No distractions, just pure love and faith in him who loves me. Matthew chapter 19, verse 14 says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." What does it mean to have childlike faith? To have childlike faith means to receive the Father's heart wholeheartedly and allow him to expand our capacity to learn his teachings, be moldable, and grow in love. A childlike faith means there is no striving, no coveting, no shame, but it means to be content and at peace with the one who provides, knowing we are being well taken care of. And lastly, a childlike faith means no matter what the trials and difficult seasons we go through, we can hold on to his hand and never look down, but look up to the one we feel secure in, trusting that he is our provider and our rock. I'm excited to grow this season with an open heart to receive and to love. And while we should always be maturing and growing in our spiritual knowledge, I encourage you to slow down in your busyness and get back to the place of childlike faith where you are fully open, ready, and expectant of the good gifts our Father has for you. Last, please continue to keep Faith Tribal Ministry in your prayers. Please pray that the villages that we visited will continue to see renewed faith and salvations through their ministries. Thank you.